Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Interpretation, Making a Difference on Purpose is a nonfiction guide to environmental and heritage interpretation by Sam H. Ham, a scholar in communication psychology and conservation social sciences. The book updates the ideas of his earlier classic environmental interpretation and reframes interpretation as a deliberate communication practice. Not just the transfer of information. Its central concern is how interpreters, guides, educators, museum staff, and other public-facing professionals can design messages that influence what audiences think, feel, and potentially do. Ham grounds the discussion in communication research and presents a practical framework for creating messages that are thematic, organized, relevant, and enjoyable. The book is especially important in fields where audiences are often voluntary, distracted, or only briefly attentive, because it addresses how to make communication meaningful under real-world conditions. Rather than treating interpretation as passive explanation, Ham presents it as purposeful engagement aimed at making a measurable difference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the TOR model as a practical standard for effective interpretation. The most distinctive framework in the book is the TORI model, which stands for thematic, organized, relevant, and enjoyable. Ham uses this model to argue that interpretation works best when it is built around a clear theme rather than a loose collection of facts. Thematic communication gives audiences a single, memorable idea to carry away, while organization helps them follow the message without confusion. Relevance matters because people pay attention when they can connect the subject to their own interests, values, or experience. Enjoyment is not treated as decoration, but as a condition for sustained attention and retention. Together, these qualities define interpretation as a disciplined form of communication rather than a generic educational talk. The book is practical because it turns an abstract communication problem into a usable design framework. That is why TOR has been widely adopted in parks, museums, zoos, aquariums, tourism, and other interpretation settings where messages must be both brief and effective. Secondly, theme development as the core tool for changing audience thinking. Ham places strong emphasis on theme development because he believes interpretation should provoke thought, not merely deliver data. A theme in this context is not a topic heading, but a complete idea that links evidence, meaning, and relevance. This distinction matters because many interpretive efforts fail when they present subject matter without a guiding proposition. By contrast, a well-formed theme helps the audience understand why the information matters and how separate details fit together. Ham argues that interpretive messages should be structured to encourage mental engagement, making visitors compare ideas, reflect on implications, and form their own conclusions. This is one reason the book is so useful for live programs, exhibits, and guided experiences. It teaches communicators to move beyond fact accumulation toward intentional cognitive impact. The focus on theme development also explains why the book is frequently treated as a how-to guide. It gives professionals a concrete way to shift from topic-centered delivery to meaning-centered communication, which is central to the book's purpose-driven approach. Thirdly, captive and non-captive audiences and the challenge of voluntary attention. One of Ham's most useful contributions is his discussion of captive versus non-captive audiences. Captive audiences may be physically present in a program, school visit, or guided experience, but that does not mean their attention is fully available. Non-captive audiences, such as visitors choosing whether to stop at an exhibit or listen to a talk, create an even greater challenge because attention must be earned immediately. The book uses this distinction to show why interpretation cannot rely on the assumption that audiences will care simply because information is present. Instead, communicators must compete with distractions, limited time, and uneven motivation. This makes relevance and enjoyment especially important, but it also changes how interpreters think about message design. Ham's analysis helps professionals understand that attention is a scarce resource and that effective interpretation must be planned with audience psychology in mind. This insight gives the book practical value across settings where public engagement is voluntary, partial, or transient, including outdoor sites, visitor centers, and informal educational environments. Fourthly, interpretation as a communication strategy grounded in research. The book stands out because it is not only a field manual, but also a research-informed argument about how people process messages. Ham integrates findings from communication psychology and related social sciences to support his claims about interpretation. This matters because he is not asking readers to accept thematic communication as a matter of taste. He presents it as a method aligned with how audiences actually think and respond. The book reflects a shift away from older assumptions that more information automatically leads to better understanding or stronger protection attitudes. Instead, it recognizes that interpretation must work through attention, cognition, and personal relevance. By grounding practice in research, HAM gives the field a more defensible intellectual base and helps interpreters justify design choices to institutions, funders, and managers. The result is a book that bridges theory and application. It is especially valuable for practitioners who need methods that are both usable in the field and credible in professional or academic contexts, which explains its influence beyond environmental education alone. Lastly, measuring interpretive impact through awareness, understanding, appreciation, and hope, HAM does not treat interpretation as successful simply because it is delivered well. He is concerned with whether it makes a difference in the audience, and the book offers ways to think about that impact. The outcomes he emphasizes include increased awareness, deeper understanding, greater appreciation, and, in conservation contexts, hope or motivation toward protection. This outcome-oriented view is important because it pushes interpretation toward accountability. Instead of measuring success by speaker confidence or audience attendance alone, the book asks whether the communication changed how people think about the subject. That makes the work more demanding, but also more meaningful. It also helps professionals refine their programs by linking message design to intended outcomes. This focus on evaluation is one reason the book remains relevant to interpreters, museum educators, park staff, and other communicators who need to demonstrate value. Compared with books that only explain why interpretation matters, HAM's work gives readers a framework for judging whether it is actually working. In conclusion, Interpretation Making a Difference on Purpose is best suited for interpreters, educators, museum professionals, park rangers, nature guides, heritage communicators, and anyone responsible for public engagement in environmental or cultural settings. Readers who want a practical method for designing short, memorable, audience-centered messages will find it especially useful. Its main value lies in combining communication research with field-tested guidance, so it does not read like a purely theoretical work or a generic public speaking manual. Instead, it offers a disciplined approach to thematic interpretation that can be applied in visitor centers, guided walks, exhibits, and informal learning environments. What sets it apart from similar books is its emphasis on purposeful effect interpretation, is evaluated by whether it changes understanding, appreciation, or conservation-related attitudes, not just by whether it transmits facts. The TOR model gives the book a clear operational framework, while the discussion of captive and non-captive audiences keeps it grounded in real communication conditions. For readers in interpretation-related professions, the book is both a practical handbook and a strong conceptual statement about what effective interpretation should accomplish. If you would like to support Sam H. HAM, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.